Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Bring It to the Runway. I'm your host, Christian Ochoa, and today I am joined by the very special, the OG co-host. Some of you may have heard her, some of you may have not. Let me please introduce to you all the one and only...
Shrek! Just kidding. It's J Curves, bitches. I'm back. And I'm back for blood, bitch, because I've been waiting... I've been waiting to dig my claws into this lovely host of yours because the shade that went on, the way her and Robert just gently pushed me off the cliff, and all the names I've been getting called is just very atrocious and is beyond me. So I can't wait to fucking defend my name, bitch.
Yes. Well, thank you for being here, Fiona herself. Anyways.
She's hot.
She is hot.
She only got hotter within time. Wait. Like Shrek 2, bitch. I was like, ooh, her titties looking perkier. Like,
wait, did I tell you that I fully had a conversation with a few heterosexual men in a club last weekend? And they were like, bruh, you wouldn't hit Fiona, be real. And I was like, Are you guys for real? Like, they were legit being like, fuck yeah, I'd hit Fiona. Like, I was like, work. I don't know what kind of hetero you are, but you're the kind I want to be friends with.
Any thick bitch over 150 that could hit a round kick like her, I'd want to fuck as well.
T. Oh. Grrr.
Imagine the trick she could do on the dick. Ew. That's why Shrek was so like, let me save you.
He was pussy whipped for sure. Shrek wanted it.
She probably had that good head.
And she's played by Cameron Diaz, and I'm sorry, she's one of my favorite actresses. I've already mentioned it on this pod.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Robert's cousin.
No, Cameron Diaz, the Charlie's Angel, something about Mary, the sweetest thing.
That girl,
my girl, Cammy Diaz. Anyways, well, you guys, Robert unfortunately cannot join us today, so J Curves will be subbing, and yes, so... Today's episode is a little not so traditional because it is episode 11 of season 14. The title is an extra special episode. So what makes this episode so special, obviously, is the fact that it's a lip sync Lollapalooza. The girls ate shit during Snatch Game last week, and we all expected a bloodbath on this week's episode. I'm still kind of shocked only one bitch went home. I could have thought of three. What did you think, Jessica?
Honestly.
Who did it for you on this episode? So tell the girls, have you been watching this season?
No.
So,
but I did watch this episode.
She did watch this episode, and that's actually exactly why I invited her to be my co-host, because I wanted a fresh set of eyes on this cast, because honestly, I don't know. I don't know if I'm just taking things personally and I'm just over some of these hoes and I'm just getting like, dude, what the fuck? Let's eliminate some hoes. But honestly, that's why Jessica's here.
So my two favorites were Angie and Georges. That's her name, right?
Not Willow Pill.
Girl, my favorite thing about Willow Pill was the transformation she made on her face, because the way them the look, guys, and I suffer from like very bad dark under eyes and puffy under eye. So I literally was just like, what's sis's makeup routine? Because like, what do you wear, girl?
And I've seen her in person twice now, performing too. And the paint stays on and she looks good in person.
Well,
she looks like a little doll.
As many of you know, I'm also an entertainer, so I really need help.
Who gets a little sweaty here and there?
A little, bitch. I have fully had customers try to drag me off with a towel. I said, first of all, bitch, where did you get this towel? Second of all, do I look like Floyd Mayweather? Do not pat me down, babes.
Work, bitch. Wow. Well, love that for you. Love that journey for you, sister. Anyways, so yes, I think we should just share our thoughts on each lip sync and who, if we agreed. But the first look I would like to comment on is Mother RuPaul's. Bitch is serving Cruella DeVille's pussy on fire. I really like this. It's a very avant-garde textile. It gives me 80s. It gives me Electra Abundance on Pose. I really like this Storm Platinum Blonde, like Blown in the Wind, Bob Fantasy. The makeup is different. I love this black lipstick. And she's wearing like a fur fucking dress. Very Cruella de Vil, red, like large scale red leopard spotting outlined in black. And I just think she looks really fun, really 80s, really punk, but super chic. Very fashion.
At first glance, and I think I have astigmatism, so excuse me, she was giving like older woman about to go to church on a Sunday. But as my eyes set, she was giving fierce. She's giving like rich auntie.
Dude, and that thigh high stocking.
Oh my God.
She's giving like.
Her legs look amazing, by the way. Oh, like, girl. For her age.
Girl, RuPaul's legs.
Oh,
bitch.
Man. Yeah. The only thing I don't really like is, like, the wig. I don't know if, like, how it's styled, but I do think that it's very 80s inspired, and she looks great, and I like the gloves.
Yeah.
And the belt, because that really makes it more 80s.
Yes. All right. Well, first, let's criticize Deja Sky's look, since Deja Sky is safe this week. Deja Sky, this bitch, I mean, I know you're safe and you're probably saving your ugliest outfit for this moment that you're not being judged, but sister, what the fuck? And again, you guys, Deja Sky's from Fresno. That's why I want to see her win.
Oh, you could tell she's from Fresno with this outfit.
Exactly. Literally what Robert said.
It's giving like, I don't know if this is an offensive word, but I'm also this girl. Like, guys, I wear chanclas and sweats like almost every day. So let me just remind you, like, no shade, all tea. She's giving like Tia Yolanda. Like, she's really giving like.
Nah, girl. My prima Yolanda's a bad bitch.
No, well, she's giving chunti, bitch. That's yeah, what
she's giving like one of my grandma's sisters for sure.
No, like, literally, this reminds me of my tia Yolanda. I don't know what kind of Yolanda you fuck with, but every Yolanda I've ever known was a snake and a weird-ass bitch. Hence, Selena.
Bitty, bitty, bum, bam. Well, yeah, Deja Sky's wearing this leopard print, poof sleeve. I don't even feel like fucking getting into this look. It's just...
I don't like how her hair is.
She looks
either.
So polished and, like, obviously she's a good drag artist, but I just expected more from her. I wish she had more, like, imagination or something. I don't know.
I feel like for her, something flowy would look better instead of super puffed up because, bitch, we're already in chadas. So why are we wearing things that make us look bigger?
Yeah, I mean, I get she's trying to proportionize the silhouette of it, but I don't know. Well, first lip sync smackdown of the night, it's Daya Betty versus Jasmine Kennedy. Jasmine Kennedy chose Daya as her opponent because Daya was talking shit. Now, if like you're talking shit, you better pull up in the troca looking like this bitch because she is wearing a very fucking cute outfit. I don't like how she's styling it with her makeup. It is still giving Jeffree Star 2000 tease.
No, she's definitely...
And the raccoon, like, wig mm-hmm. thing. I hate her styling, but the actual... From the neck down, this bitch looks good. And it's a really fucking cute outfit. So, Daya, just, like, think about that.
From the neck down, it's definitely something Christian would wear on a Monday morning. And she's just giving the third member of the Millionaires.
Melissa
and,
Marie.
Like, I love the Millionaires. I, too, was a scene kid. But it's like, bitch, give it up. It is not 2007, 2008, 2009. Like,
yeah, that's not a cute fashion reference.
It's not. I'm sorry, but like... Angel Baby, when she was referencing like the cholas in LA, which is now Adore Delano, when she was doing like the chola vibes, was she not giving like a very cute chola vibe? Like,
100%.
We were like, girl, we couldn't even tell
yeah.
that she was Danny. We were like, okay, Angel. And we were like in high school, like shook.
Yeah.
Right?
We fully thought that was like, that was not a character. That was the person.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just feel like she's giving imposter syndrome. Like, look at the bottom half of her body. She definitely wants to give glam. She wants to mm-hmm. give that. But I think she's afraid to, which is, it makes sense. Like,
yeah.
People hold back.
That's true. That's true. And he's a very cute guy. So that's unfortunate, but maybe she'll grow into it, you know? Next, we have Jasmine Kennedy. Jasmine Kennedy is wearing a red leotard beaded nude panel mid illusion, long flat hair, ombre, and some fringe like tassels on the hips hanging down from the coochie, and red thigh-high pleaser boots. I think this is the softest Jasmine has looked all season. I think she looks cute. She looks very showgirl. But it's a little old school showgirl for me. I think here, Daya actually looks better than her. And maybe that's why Daya won over her. I didn't agree Daya was a better lip syncer, at least not in this edit. I thought Jasmine should have stayed over her. But yeah, Daya looks better than her for sure. So what do you think of Jasmine Kennedy's look?
She's giving very much J-Lo, and I like that. She looks good. I think she was a great performer as well, so that really helped, like, bring the outfit to life. But honestly, like, it's nothing new. It's nothing exciting. So, like, to me, it doesn't move me. It kind of is, like, been there, done that type of vibe.
Yeah.
But those boots are the same ones that you have.
Yeah. I felt very inspired to wear them right now with you.
Yeah, but I think definitely, like, her nude illusion could have been better, too. And her wig was giving kind of stiff. It was giving Diabetes wig, and Diabetes wig is supposed to be stiff.
Yeah, very, very true. Well, next we have Willow Pill, your sis, whose makeup routine you need because, yeah, she's going up against Bosco, which Willow Pill chose Bosco because Bosquiano over here was going to choose the Luther Vandross song. Mm-hmm. How did you feel about this lip sync, Jessica?
I really enjoyed it. Right? I felt like, what's his name? Rue. Rue was like so into it.
Yeah.
And I feel like it really took him back to like maybe when he did drag back
well,
then.
Well, Rue straight up said, let's get the party started.
Right. Like, he was so fucking excited. Yeah. And I was like, so happy to watch him enjoy that performance. And you know me, I'm a little bit of a weird girl and I like older stuff. So,
oh, I love this song.
Yeah. So I was just like, I really enjoyed it. It wasn't too performative, but honestly, like, I think Willow did do a better job, and it's because she strategized to get that
song. Yeah. I mean, Willow definitely sold a lot of soul to me, but this little hoochie dress number, I don't know, gal. It's a little, I mean, I do like it better than what Bosco's wearing. Bosco is wearing yet again another bra, matching corset and panty. I'm really over this from Bosco. I get it, girl. You have body. You look great. You're fun. But sis,
Bosco really looks like a streetwalker, and no shame to those girls because
it do take gall.
I love the sex workers. I think they're hot. And but she really like looks like she went to the alleys in downtown LA.
Yeah, girl, I completely agree. She just,
like, I'm pretty sure you have something like this in your closet. And you wouldn't wear this on a platform like this, you know what I mean? So, like, when I think about the level that they're at, how far they're in as well. This is the 14th season, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you guys should be beyond elevated right now. You guys are looking cheap and tacky.
Like, I get that you guys are doing a performance and, you know, you're gonna be moving around a lot, but dude, you could do a little bit more than this. Like,
a lot more.
There's you know, like, give me a little bit more. But that being said, I was super entertained by this lip sync. It was fab, and I really like the song choice, and I'm happy Willow stayed.
I think you should dye your hair that color again.
Oh, that like orchid color. Yeah. I do miss having hair color. I've been thinking about it a lot.
Michelle looks so pretty.
Bitch, the maintenance, the mantenimiento way. Well, next lip sync is actually a threesome between Georges, Lady Camden, and Angeria Paris Van Michaels. Lady Camden looking like a fucking flamingo, bitch.
I know I you love it. That. I know you love that look. I love it. Love the look. I think she executed it well. Like, for all the pink.
And a dance costume. Mm-hmm. Very Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's giving the best version of Jeffree Star.
Period.
And that's not saying much, but still, like, you're doing well, Lady Camden. I really like it. I knew you were going to like this. And now that you say flamingo, I'm like, seriously? Like, that is a flamingo mm-hmm. if I ever saw one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm.
I love that color of her boots, too. What color is that, Christian?
Like a fuchsia.
What color is that in fashion?
Rosa Mexicano.
Do you know what the city of roses is in Mexico?
No. What is it?
Bitch, what get out it? Of my house.
Our house, ho.
No, you don't remember Joanne the Scammer. Get out of my house.
Oh, no. Dude, try this St. Patrick's Day potato chocolate from See's Candy. I've never had this shit in my life.
What is this?
You guys, it looks like a baked potato. I don't know what the fuck this is. This shit is bomb as fuck. There's probably 12,000 fucking calories in this. It's called Divinity Center, coated in milk chocolate with cocoa and cinnamon. Divinity Center, bitch, what the fuck did I just put in my mouth?
Divinity.
Wow.
I forgot what I was saying. Fuck.
Flamingo. Rosa Mexicano.
Oh.
City of Roses.
Guadalajara.
Neta.
That's why I'm like, bitch, get out of here.
Yeah, I'm a bad Jalisciense.
Yeah.
I'm horrible.
You should have knew that. You should have known that.
I should have. All right, perras. Okay. Well, yeah, Lady Camden is fucking it up in this black or hot pink crop top.
And her big shoulder pads.
Always good. Yeah, she kills it. She's a dancer. So she's from Sacramento. Well, originally from the UK, but has been residing in Sacramento. Like this thigh-high fuchsia pink Balenciaga knife pump situation with this crazy just pink, full pink throttle mohawk. I'm obsessed. Her body looks great. She looks incredible. Yeah. Moving on to Georges. Holy shit, bitch. She makes me proud to be a Latina Americana because, bitch, she is Mexican elegance, excellence. She really just gets me. Like, see, she's someone that can wear something super simple, but, like, execute it because it suits her. She's super tiny, so it helps.
She does not need much. When I saw her, I said, body, oddy, oddy, oddy.
Yeah.
She was just giving body. She kind of looks like Belle from Disney. Like, you know, she's giving, like, if Belle was a drag girl. And she looks amazing. Like, honestly, like you said, she doesn't need much. She's serving face. She's serving body. That helps a lot. And she did good. Her performance, I don't think she did better than, like, the other girls, honestly.
Really?
I don't think so. I think Angie did better than her.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Well, that's a hot take, everyone.
I think she looks better. I don't think she did better.
She might have known the words better.
She did look the most confident, though.
That's what I'm saying.
And confidence can take you anywhere.
And she said herself, she goes, I wasn't trying to do all the splits and everything. They've already seen that for me. She's like, I'm not going to fucking be thirsty. I'm going to show them something different. And I said, bitch, work.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, this candy is so good. Fuck that. I'm not eating more. I fucking can't. I fucking knew it too. Okay. Moving on. We have... Well, I didn't even describe Georges' outfit. She's wearing a bra and panty, like, beaded canary yellow.
So good.
With, like, an opera-length glove that's fingerless and all yellow, like, with this gorgeous fucking hair. Next, we have Angeria Paris Van Michaels. Angeria is wearing a black mesh, high collar, all bejeweled in like a Balmain pattern, long sleeve with like the fringed Swarovski like skirt at the leotard or at the bodysuit. It's mock neck. And she has on this big black, like, classic pageant hair. I loved this look. I thought she looked really good.
She looks gorgeous.
She looks absolutely gorgeous. I just wish she did different hair.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. I like this hair, but I just feel like in the performance, it like...
It's giving Diana Ross.
It overpowered her a little bit. Mm-hmm. It just like took away from her face.
Her outfit's so nice her mug, she should have done like a high bun, like a crazy ass braid.
Yes,
like,
a crazy braid, a fucking high bun. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, true. Like a 70-inch braid.
Just like there's just too much hair in the front. Like if it was more all to the back.
But honestly, look at these still shots, guys.
I know, she looks
bomb. Going through it. She's on the floor. She's giving her
And her
all.
Hair doesn't budge, bitch. She had to do this. Twice.
She looked better than, sorry to the baddest bitch, but she looked better than, what's her name?
Who?
Belle.
Jorge's?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Or she did better for sure. I don't think she looked better, but.
Well, I'm going to have to watch this again. Next we have, who's going next? It's Lady Camden versus Bosco. We already talked about their looks. She looks great up close, though. In the close-up, her mug looks good.
Yeah, but she's performing on a stage, and that's what a lot of people forget. When you perform on a stage, you have to be prepared for certain things to make sense on the outside.
Yeah, I wasn't really feeling her hair. And then Lady Camden killed the second lip sync.
She looked so good. She did good.
Mm-hmm, she really did serve. Oh, Bosco's ass looks great. Yeah, well, I mean, that was all the looks. Next was Jasmine Kennedy versus Angeria. And Angeria beat Jasmine, you know.
Angeria
looked bomb in
this. Look at all the still shots.
She looks
like, she just looks fucking boom, boom, boom.
But she was just so confident.
No, Angie's not as confident as she could be.
Yeah, because she's so...
I think if she steps up her confidence, like, I think she could take the whole thing. I honestly
do. Oh, 100%, because she came out as a front runner in the very beginning. Yeah. Like, I can totally see Angeria winning. She's a total winner. Then the next lip sync was Jasmine Kennedy versus Bosco. And you guys, let's be real. They just wanted Jasmine to go home. Like, they are done with Jasmine. They've seen enough from her. And I agree. I mean, she's only like 21, I think. You guys, how crazy would it have been if her chocolate bar was gold instead of chocolate and she was able to stay safe and nobody went home again?
I mean,
who do you think should have gone home? Realistically, who do you think should remain in this competition with your fresh eyes? What are you thinking?
Honestly, the person that went home. Wait. Oh, no. I thought, wait, okay, I'm confused. I thought she went home.
No, Jasmine in the all red.
To me, Bosco was not the best in this episode.
That's true.
Not knowing like how he's been in the past episodes.
Yeah.
Just from a fresh perspective, I think he should have.
Bosco's actually trans, a trans woman.
Okay, well, so you should have told me that.
I know, sorry. I'm just like,
you could edit that out.
No, people just know. She didn't know. She's, how the fuck is she supposed to know?
Well, she, I don't know. I don't think she gave what she's supposed to. She really like, I don't know if it's the eyebrows. I'm so like weird about stuff like that, but I feel like she could have gone harder.
Pues es que esta quiso tener rostro único. Like, that was her whole thing. She's like,
no,
I wanted my makeup
giving,
to be a signature and
stand
out.
She's giving Beast, that little Beast thing from Cartoon Network, that little Beast monster.
What thing? What little Beast from Cartoon Network, bitch?
I'm sorry, this is just how my mind works and it's so fucked up. I think it's my,
Oh my God, like, Beast Boy from the Teen Titans, bitch. Oh my God.
She's giving like something.
Yes,
she's
little
giving
green
Teen
bitch.
Titan. She's giving Teen Titan. So that's the only reason, like, I don't think they did good in general because, girl, it's like season 14, step your pussy package up.
Literally.
Like, what do you guys have a budget or not? Like, ooh, get it together.
And I oopeth. Well, yeah, you guys, I mean, that's all the looks for this week's episode. What should we talk about,
very
girl?
Very underwhelming. Very underwhelming.
Oh, I'm my God. Lie. Really? You're over it.
I wasn't. No, it's just like this close. Not yeah, elevated.
This cast ain't it, huh?
This cast ain't it. I think Angie,
like, I like them. Some of them. You know, I like the cast.
Angie and Georges are like the best ones. They stand out to me the most.
I think I want Willow Pill or Georges or Angie to win.
Willow looks like she's about to faint all the time.
She has like she a disease. She has an autoimmune disease. Up. And that's why. So those aren't bags under their eyes, they're crystals. Like, she actually has.
She actually. To, bitch. I'm canceled. Thank you. My career is over. Before
she actually started. Has crystal protein compounds like in her eyes that grow.
No, guys. So when I was like 24, wait, how old am I? Okay, so like in 2019, I went to Colombia and I actually had a surgery. And then after my surgery, I went to this like random girl's like office and she put Juvederm in my under eye. So I suffer from like having swelling in my under eye and it's like something that really is an insecurity for me. So when I said that, it was really because, bitch, let me know your makeup routine. I'm not being like a hater, like... You know, that's something that I feel like Christian's an esthetician now, so he knows how it is when people have insecurities for their under eyes. Like, isn't that like a big thing in the skincare industry, yeah, Christian?
Yeah, their eyes.
Yeah, eyes. They're the window to the soul. So,
and
you know.
The hole.
And the hole. So, work, Willow. I need to know your makeup. What do you think she uses, Christian?
She's a bomb-ass performer, too.
What does she use? Oh, yeah, she did so good during her performance.
I don't know, to be honest. She probably uses Shade Tape. I feel like everybody uses Shade Tape.
For drag?
I don't know.
Or just in general?
In general. Yeah, I feel like everybody uses Tarte Shade Tape just in general. Anyways, well, yes, guys, that's it for this week's episode of Bring It to the Runway. Thank you for listening to our show. Please feel free to DM me at @Hella_Christian on Instagram and give my lovely co-host a follow and a lovely message. Jessica, what is your handle?
No, I'm going to get so much hate mail. just kidding. It's _JCurves. Sorry to everybody I offended today. I did not know the things that were coming out of my mouth might have been problematic.
All is forgiven here, doll.
Thank you. You're just like Jesus Christ.
Siempre.
Very forgiving and uplifting.
The most forgiving and uplifting queen, yes. Me, Christian, her majesty.
Her majesty, Ochoa.
All right, guys. Sayonara.